The problem wasn't swimming or baseball, basketball, or football. These and other sports are gifts from God, and competing in them can and should be a joy. I love playing a variety of sports in the backyard with my son and grandsons. I play golf, which for me is a means of cultivating humility. I keep two gloves and a ball in my office, and I play catch in the parking lot so often the UPS guy probably wonders whether I actually work. My family's holiday traditions include a football game the day after Thanksgiving. Everyone plays, even the ladies. My wife and three daughters play, regardless of cold weather, muddy fields, even pregnancy, although I'll admit the game gets shorter every year. Sports are a gift from God, but as soon as you introduce the human heart, things get complicated. Why is it that sports seem to bring out the best and the worst in us? Sports can provide hours of happiness, but they can also ignite impatience, anger, even rage. What gives? If you've ever asked yourself this question, you're not alone. Eric Tonnes, a professor and former college football player, puts it this way. I had the delightful experience this week of watching a dozen 5-year-old children get a tennis lesson. They were asked by their instructor to simply run forward and then backward over a 10-foot span. They did far more than run. Skipping, leaping, bounding, hopping, spinning, laughing, animal imitations, running with closed eyes, dramatically falling, jumping up again, and purposely crashing into one another all became part of the lesson. When the instructor armed the children with rackets, the fun really began. The rackets quickly became guitars, swords, canes, horses, trombones, rifles, and fishing poles. The lesson continually bordered on becoming unproductive and utter chaos because playing was as instinctual to the children as breathing. The teacher was successful because he appreciated the children's insatiable need to play and allowed for copious amounts of it within his instruction. But it's not always like that. Dr. Tonnes points out the dark side of sports. This week I also read of a father who went to jail for 8 years for unintentionally killing one of his son's tennis opponents after drugging the opponent with medication that causes drowsiness. The father, who was doing all he could to ensure the athletic success of his son and daughter, had similarly spiked the water bottles of 27 other rivals over a 3-year period. The difference between the fun-loving instructor and the winning-obsessed father could not be more pronounced, and their differences highlight drastically different ways of viewing sport in Western culture. One appreciates the actual process of play.